Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek from the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings, also from the Kentucky Horse Park here in Lexington, Kentucky. Woo! And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 28th, 2011, episode 129, sponsored by EasySignsOnline.com. Good morning, Horse World.
Good morning, Jamie.
Oh,
I get to see you in person.
I know. It's so nice to be back in the bluegrass. Now, holy cow.
Now if we're talking over each other, there's no excuse.
Yeah, it's your
just
fault.
Just because we want to.
No. Oh, my gosh. I flew in last night, and you guys were not kidding about the weather. Holy moly. That was the most treacherous final 20 minutes of a flight that I've ever experienced, to the point where I thought I may have to grab the air sick bag. It was like shaking and dropping and spinning. I mean, I don't know what was going on, but there's this sweet old lady next to me who was like, "It's okay, honey." I'm like, "We're going to die. We're going to die." Plane goes down on way to Horse Park, you know. Oh, gosh. So we made it, and it. You guys were lying about the weather. It is absolutely gorgeous today.
Today, it's beautiful. Yeah, we had about 3-4 inches of rain yesterday, but today it's beautiful. We are sitting here right away with a friend of mine by the name of Emily from the United States Eventing Association. We have covered – I can't read that – I'm not sure why. If we are going out over the air, could somebody post that on Facebook, please? If you're hearing us, hop over to Facebook, and Jennifer will check that, because she's claiming she's not hearing us, but we'll find out here shortly whether we're going on or not. But we'll continue here. We're here with Emily, and she is from the United States Eventing Association.
Mm-hmm.
And we've covered a few shows here together now at the Kentucky Horse Park. Now, you guys are actually going to be doing what here today?
Well, first of all, thanks for inviting me. It's great to be here with you guys. We're pretty busy this week. The USCA, we've always covered Rolex, and this week is no different. We're going to be doing lots of photos and live coverage, videos of the interviews and all of that good stuff, course walks, all that. Actually, this is the first time we did a live blog was at WEG, and we partnered with Eventing Nation. And so we're going to partner with Eventing Nation again, but also include the Chronicle of the Horse and some guest riders.
That's some powerful group organizations.
It's
between the USCA, Eventing Nation, and the Chronicle of the Horse. That's like the three superpowers uniting.
It's going to be a huge media blast.
Yeah, that's
it's
awesome.
It's going to be great. We figured we'd just combine our powers, you know, and it's going to be the same blog that's on the homepage of USCA, EventingNation.com, and CrownOfHorse.com. And I also want to give a shout-out to Samantha Lendl from Pro for scrounging together some riders for us. I know that's never easy, but we really appreciate, you know, the riders giving up their time to come and chat with us about the weekend.
Now, is she the one that we need to talk to and hunt down about possibly doing what you were just discussing, which is the mounted course walk? You're going to be on the Kentucky Horse Park courses riding the course?
Actually, well, USCF, I believe, organized that. It was
get them on the phone.
Yeah,
get them on the phone.
Exactly. It was a really special opportunity, and we were supposed to do it yesterday, but a small group of the media are going to be mounted on Kentucky Horse Park horses, and we're going to get to ride, obviously, not directly on the cross-country track, but slightly to the side of the cross-country track, to check out Derek DeGrazia's new course. Mm-hmm. And I believe Derek is actually going to be on the course to share, you know, his thoughts and how the riders are going to ride the jumps and things like that. And I think we're going to have one more surprise guest. I think it might be Bobby Costello or David O'Connor. Either way.
Well, either way, that's okay. You can hang out with them.
Ride the cross-country course with David O'Connor and Bobby Costello and Derek DeGrazia. Oh, my God, that's the coolest thing ever. But your magazine, you know, as an eventer, it's one thing we look forward to, you know. And I'm so glad we're getting more of them now as opposed to the quarterly ones that we were getting before. Huge fan. And, oh, my God, I still have the USEA magazines where my name was in the back. The very, very, very back. Beginner, novice. Top 10. Number 10, Jamie Massey. Formerly Jamie Massey. Now Jamie Jennings. If you could switch that, that'd be great. Yeah, you know, so it's like a prized possession to get your picture or your name in that magazine.
Oh, absolutely.
As an inventor, I'm like, oh. I'm like, oh, it's flipped to the back. Where am I? I'm not in there. Maybe next month.
That's great. Well, I'm so happy to hear that you enjoy it. I mean, like you said, we moved from 6 to 10 issues this year, and it was sort of a leap of faith, and we've had only positive responses, and we've really tried to make it more of a something eventers can use and be a good resource and learn from, and it's been really exciting this year, and we're thrilled to continue, you know, working for it, and so many good riders have, you know, given us great articles and training pieces, so we're pretty excited with how it's been going.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, cool. Well, I know you have to get out there and get ready to start doing your coverage for today, and they'll find that at useventing.com, right?
Yeah, the same blog will be on useventing.com, eventingnation.com, and cronofhorse.com, and rider or whoever, eventing enthusiast, anybody can log in, and they can ask us questions, they can chat with us online, and the riders. And
will you be posting pictures on the blog as well? So if you are sitting there and you have no idea what Rolex is and you want to just kind of get a day-to-day thing, maybe you want to come next year, maybe you're thinking about coming this year, check it out and get a feel of it on the websites, and you'll learn a lot for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We're pretty excited. I'm still
mad at you, though, because Samantha and I actually started that whole live blogging a couple of years ago here at Rolex, our first coverage of Rolex, and they made us do a delay of 15 seconds. We had to cover everything 15 seconds later. It was the hardest thing to do over a couple of days. But they don't make you do that anymore, so I'm still mad at you about that.
You know what? All the things you've invented, I don't see any money coming in your way.
I know. What's up with that, anyway?
Yeah, I know. You really should be a little more ahead of the game.
They didn't steal it from us. We gave it to them the next year. We were like, okay, you guys want to do this? Because we're kind of sick of it.
It's pretty intense. I think WEG was really intense because we weren't so familiar with a lot of the horses and riders. And plus, some of the European name spellings were a little tough when you're excited in the moment. You're like, you're misspelling things like I did with fumble fingers too early in the morning. But
well, and I can't type worth crap, so doing that whole thing was really bad. So.
Oh, yeah. What's up, chicken pecking over there?
That's right.
One finger. Yeah.
Thank you, Emily. We appreciate it. That's the United States Eventing Association.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, and have a great day.
And her better half is out there taking pictures right now.
Oh, yeah. He is. Yeah. Well, I better go scoot, but thanks
Bye.
Again for having
you.
All right, we're here at the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event presented by Bridgestone. It's part of the HSBC FEI Classics Series. It features the world's best horses and riders vying for $250,000 in prize money. This is probably one of the highest prize money events out there. There's not too many of these in the world. The Rainers are going to come in here and go, we win that.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about the Rainers, the Western sports. We don't, it's eventing. Like I said, the Coconino horse trials in my hometown of Phoenix, what up? $400 prize money. and that's split three ways. So, yes, this is a pretty good, amazing prize money, obviously. And then, of course, the Rolex Grand Slam of eventing, which $350,000 if you win in the same year Rolex, badminton, and Burley, which are both overseas. So.
And, you know, the hard part about that is, and you know, that's why Mark Todd flew in yesterday. He won badminton last weekend, and this weekend it's going to be on a horse here at Rolex in Lexington. So those two are so close together. Obviously, you don't need the same horse. You need just the same rider.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It has to win. And it's very hard to do. It's like winning the Grand Slam of Pippa Funnel, I think, was the last one to do it.
Only one.
Only one to do
Oliver
it.
Oliver Townham was close. I thought he was going to do it last year, and then he
he took
off.
A spill. Yeah.
But he's okay. And he's back this year to start over. trying to win the Rolex Grand Slam.
Well, this is also the Rolex Kentucky three-day event. It is also going to crown the 14th United States Equestrian Federation National CCI four-star champion. And it's the only four-star event in the Western Hemisphere. This is the only four-star we have. This is
it. This is it.
And we draw between 50 and 100,000 spectators. Usually, today will be kind of light because it's the first day of dressage. Half the dressage field will ride today and half tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll pick up. The dressage stands will be pretty full by afternoon tomorrow. But Saturday, there'll be 50 to 60,000 people here walking through the muck and mire watching cross country on Saturday.
Now, you say 50 to 60,000 people, but it'll be more like 80 to 90,000 dogs.
Yes.
Everybody and their brother brings their dog.
That is
and
true.
I do, halfway through the day, really start to feel sorry for the smaller dogs, especially because they've walked 15 miles, and usually it's really hot, and they get really, really exhausted. And then at the end of the course, once they've the last horse has gone on course, all the dogs go and play in the water jump. So they all cool off a
little
bit. And
you know one
bit.
Of the cool things about doing a live event is the strangers that just walk up and sit down. That's one of the cool things. They just walk up and sit down, and I'm like, do you know this stranger?
This stranger looks very familiar.
This stranger is Gina Miles.
Hey, Gina. Good morning.
Right up against the mic there, Gina.
Just strolling through
the
trade fair here.
Thought you'd
here.
Stop by.
Just thought I'd pop in and
this
say
is
hello.
Jamie Jennings, my co-host.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet
you. I've spoken to you before.
We've spoken, but it's all, you know, via technology.
Well, it's funny because when she said, I think I'd know her by sight, I said, well, you'll be eye to eye with her because you're both that same height.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah, especially from him, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, my assistant, is very tall.
Right up against the mic.
Midget jokes. I get midget jokes all the time.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
And if you count on coming here to get picked on by me, don't
you? Oh, definitely. Yeah. With my coffee here, that's my morning wake up. You know, although I have to say it was hard to trace down this coffee here this morning. I am not caffeinated yet, so it could be a bit of a situation.
I'm only about an inch deep from mine.
Partially
so.
Caffeinated. Anyway, nothing's quite open yet, so we're looking forward to it. Oh, she found a lid. We found lids for the coffee. That's a good sign.
Well, Gina, thank you so much for joining us on our live show here this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here.
You know, is this one of the smallest fields you remember? I was just about to tell everybody we're down to 45 rides.
Right. It does feel small. Maybe ever since the first year. I can't remember how many were the very first year there was a four-star here in Kentucky. But it's a little small. So, but it just means everybody gets to really spend a lot of time watching and watch everybody go. And I'm sure it's still going to be a great weekend of competition.
Who are you looking at this year?
Boy, I've got my fingers crossed for Mark Todd. You know, I think it's just so
exciting
to have him back in the sport. In fact, I did a little blog for Ariat, and that's exactly what I wrote. I said, you know, when he came back to the sport in 2008 for the Olympics, you know, as a competitor, I was quaking in my boots at the thought of having to compete against him. But as an eventing enthusiast and someone who loves the sport, what a treat for us to be able to watch him live and here on home soil. Not a lot of people will have the opportunity in their lifetime to do that, so...
Yeah, I mean, obviously a legend. Now, do you get all, like, girly and like, oh, my God, Mark Todd, oh, my God, can I have your autograph? Or are you like, do you try to be cool?
Try to be cool.
He's always cool.
Try to be cool.
He's always cool.
Well, you know what, though? He came and did a clinic in California in 1999 when McKinley had just been in the country for 2 weeks, I think. I took him to this clinic. I mean, he was hardly broke. And I had got my book signed. At that point, I got my book signed for Mark Todd and the autograph. So I actually have it all. I have all my autographs already. And my Olympic poster got signed by as many of the people I could. So, you know, a little secretly on the slide to get the autograph.
Now your peers, though, and you have to act appropriately.
Well, I don't know about that. But, you know,
I was nervous the first time you were on the show with us. But then you were one of our first guests, so it was like I was nervous for everybody.
For the show in general.
I'm nervous right now, just sitting next to you. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like Dragon Lady. I bring that out a lot of people, you know, like.
You're here for another purpose, though, I read.
I am.
Yeah, you got a new, what are you going into, wholesale business now?
We are working with Professionals Choice. They are working on expanding their English line. You know, as you know, they have wonderful products and have been very popular in the Western industry for years, and now we're trying to branch out into the English industry. And one of the
things.
Thank God. Yeah. Exactly. And so it's a really exciting collection. The bit collection is one, obviously, that I'm working on. And we just started out with some really basic bits to get started. Just a double break, loose ring, traditional snaffle. But it came out really nice. It's a great weight. You know, it feels when you hold it, it feels really
good.
What
makes them a little different than other bits out there?
You know,
other than your names on them and your pretty face.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's a basic bit's a basic bit, but I think the construction of it's important, the metal that you use, the weight of it, you know, the balance of it is important. And then we're also going to expand to some more specialty type bits. So those will be, wait till you see those come out, because those will be really exciting to have a little, if you need a little extra control on cross country or a little extra something, we're going to have some really cool ones coming out. But just some basic ones to get us started.
So what bit does McKinley use?
He actually always went dressage and just a plain double break, loose ring snaffle. And over the years, I have quite a large bit collection, actually, because it changed. But one of the bits that we've got coming out is a W bit, W mouthpiece with a gag. And that was what he went cross country in right around when he was at the 2-star level.
Is that the one that actually has, like, the W in the
exactly,
bit?
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And I remember, I think my coach, Brian Sabo, had brought it home from England, and it worked great on McKinley. In fact, I remember the 2-star that I started riding. Him in at it. And when I tried to buy one, I couldn't buy one. I couldn't find one in this country. I mean, I did every search on every page and every catalog and could not find anybody that was making it. So when we talked about doing a bit collection, I'm like, that's one of the first ones we got to make. We've got it in plain snaffle and in a gag snaffle as well. So
I think what, you know, part of the eventing world and George's horses in general is people don't always know what they're putting in their horse's mouth. Their trainer tells them to do this. They've used this in the past. This is their last horse's bridle. And I've wanted to do a whole giant segment almost show
on bits. Well,
so you're our expert.
That's
obviously.
Super. Well, you know, and I am the same way. I mean, I really have a passion for bidding that has developed through experiences riding with Jimmy Wofford, with Brian Sabo, who had a wonderful collection of bits, and from George Morris.
Okay, well, first of all,
names.
Let's
okay.
stop
names.
Here.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
stop
okay.
right
stop.
Here,
stop.
Dina.
Stop.
What horse girl doesn't have a collection of bits?
Oh, I mean, it's like shoes. Shoes is number one,
exactly.
And bits is number two. I mean,
so
you got to have the
everybody
whole,
has that bucket of bits,
bang,
and the
right?
horse husbands go, you need another what?
I know, exactly. But I think you're right about the education part. Maybe that's from the Pony Club background as well, is that people don't know how their bits work. I teach clinics all the time, and people will have, you know, a three-ring gag bit and a running martingale. And I'll say, so what does this bit do? Oh, I don't know. My trainer just told me to put it on.
Yeah, that's very
okay.
Common.
Well, then we need to know what the actions of this bit are and what you're putting. What are you trying to achieve? Does your horse lock in his jaw? Does he put his head down? Does he put his head up? Does he stiffen? You know, what's the problem that you're having? And then let's find the bit that's appropriate to solve it. So
those three-ring gag bits got very popular.
Yeah,
it
was a fad bit. Yeah. You know, everybody saw somebody else using it, so they used it. So my goal is to have more of an educational program we're going to actually come up with. We've got some educational videos going, but we're going to do probably a pamphlet that goes along with it that talks about bidding philosophy and, you know, using the most basic, simplest bit that you can to start and then build from there and talking about the different actions and how certain bits do certain things and what your goal is. And try to have a little more educated population out there.
I think that's there's a huge gaping hole in that area. So I'm excited
exactly.
for that. And you'll
so,
definitely have to come on and do the.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love to talk about it. I'm really bidding is definitely one of my passions.
Well,
so.
And the Gina Miles Bit Collection is proof of that.
Well, there you go.
Clearly.
Hey, is this Hannah?
Yes, sir.
We just had another rider, a active rider today, who's actually going to be on your horse tomorrow or today?
Be on.
Are you riding today?
Yeah, I ride tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yeah,
okay.
Right.
You're going to be
at
on
10
tomorrow?
O'clock.
Yeah, okay, good.
You're going to bring your horse into the trade fair.
I was like,
your horse? Yeah, to the radio show.
No, I didn't mean it that
I'll
way.
I'll bring him in.
Hey, Hannah Burnett here with us, who stopped by. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and you're
course.
Sitting
thanks
right beside
me.
Gina. This is so
yeah,
cool.
Great to meet you, actually.
And you have a distinction that we're very proud of in that you're the only Kentucky rider
that's
here
right,
this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, proud to be Kentuckian.
Yay. Now, what part of Kentucky are you from?
Shelbyville, which is closer to Louisville.
Okay,
not
wait
cool.
a second. How come you don't ride gated horses if you're from Shelbyville?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Wait, that's Shelbyville, Tennessee, Shelbyville, Kentucky, same thing, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You know, they haven't taken gated horses into the big events yet.
No.
It doesn't quite work so well. So no. Tell us about about your horse? Who are you riding here?
His name is St. Bart's. We call him Nike. I've had the ride for about 2 years now. I got him from Karen O'Connor. Dick Thompson owns him. He's 11 years old, and he's just done one CCI three-star at Fair Hill last year. He's been moving up pretty quickly and been really successful, so I'm excited to be here.
Cool. That's
yeah.
very exciting.
Yeah.
This is your first ride here? Or
no, I was here 4 years ago
in
2007 on
you
Keep the Faith.
You don't look old enough to be here 4 years ago.
I was 20. Baby.
Still a baby.
So this is kind of interesting because probably when you were growing up, were you Pony Club?
Yes.
Yeah, when you were growing up at Pony Club, you were watching Gina ride.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh. Am I really that old already?
No.
Oh, come on.
We're all still younger than you, old man.
Yeah, I know. Oh. You are, for sure.
Ouch.
That was supposed to be a compliment, Gina.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, because
okay.
And you were looking up to her, weren't you? I'm
yeah,
saving myself
sure.
here, Hannah.
Yeah,
help me out.
Still.
Okay,
still
yeah.
Am.
Oh, good. Thank you, Hannah. Appreciate
nice
that.
Try.
It's gotta be that. Oh my God, I totally watched you when I was a baby.
Okay, so I have a student right now that's trying to go to Young Riders this year. Okay. I'm like, you were born the year that I went to Young Riders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
How do you think like Jimmy Walker feels?
Yeah, exactly.
Those guys. Jeez. Been around forever and ever.
And
Mark Todd's like, wait, you were born when? And now I'm riding
Mark
with you?
Yeah.
So what do you think? We have obviously been talking on the show this week about the tremendous amount of rain, the unprecedented amount of rain we've had here.
Right.
What do you think? You've walked the course, I'm sure, once or twice now by now. And what do you think? What's your thoughts?
I think the Kentucky ground, I've obviously galloped around here quite a few times, not at this level. This will be my second time, but the turf holds really well. I'm not super worried about it. My horse is great in mud anyway, so I'm kind of like, keep raining. Kind of gives me an edge. But, yeah, I think that the turf's going to hold, and they do a great job maintaining it. So I think it'll be fine. We're supposed to have a lot of wind today, so it should dry up.
So the sunken road.
Sunken river, we're
sunken,
calling it.
Yeah, okay. I called it the sunken lake the day I saw it.
Yeah.
So the sunken road's supposed to be a dry sort of bed, you know,
yeah.
that you jump. And it had about 4 feet of water in it when I saw it last time.
Yeah. Yesterday it had about a foot. So it's kind of clearing out, but we'll see.
I was thinking
if
they're going to pump that water out, where are they going to pump it? I mean, because everything else is completely waterlogged.
Right. Well, the whole property basically on that side drains through there. So they're going to have to dam it up, I guess, right before.
They have the Army Corps of Engineers
yeah,
out here
exactly.
today.
Exactly. So I don't know.
And the head of the lake, that's the water complex here. What's the regulation for water? It can't be a maximum of 18 inches, I think,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
yeah.
And that's pretty high, really. Yeah, so definitely.
It was about up to the banks when we saw it the other day.
Yeah.
It was high.
I saw pictures where the ducks were up to their necks in water, just
Ooh.
Their beaks were hanging out. Like
oh, those
weeks
are
ago.
Wooden ducks they have out
yeah.
there in the water jump,
they
which are normally,
floating.
You see the whole duck.
Yeah, the
we're
entire
talking
duck.
Giant wooden duck.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
monstrous.
Not the little kind.
It's huge.
Size of a car.
So yeah. How does the course look?
It looks good. From what I've seen, I actually haven't even walked all the way around it. I'm trying to focus a lot on dressage right now, one step at a time. But it looks pretty straightforward from what I've seen. I saw the sunken river and the head of the lake and the coffin. So I think it's going to ride really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reports I've seen so far is that it seems pretty open this year. You're
yeah.
going to have a lot of gallop room.
Lots of gallop room. Yeah. So that should be really cool.
Well, this
great.
Is great. Thank you so much
yeah,
for stopping
for by.
And we're going to be
great.
Rooting for our Kentucky.
All right. Go Kentucky.
Yay. I'm so excited.
Thanks so much for
you
having
know,
me.
You know, so many years we come here, there's nobody from Kentucky.
I know.
You know? So it's kind of neat
represent.
To have somebody. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, no pressure, but the entire state's looking at you this tomorrow. No
pressure
at all.
Ever. There's never pressure.
And thank you, Eco Gold, by the way. They,
yeah,
they're a sponsor
great.
Of ours, and I know,
also.
And
yeah,
yours
great.
Also. I can tell your hat.
Yeah, I've got the hat.
You got the Eco Gold hat. You're representing, so good
right.
job, and best
so
of luck. We'll be keeping an eye on you.
Thank you. All right, see you
all right,
later.
I'm amazed how composed you are.
One
though.
Thing before you leave. And I won't make you do it right now because I don't do that to people, but
oh, no.
I hear you're a hell of a singer.
Oh.
You did the singing at the Derby this year down in Florida, didn't
right,
you?
Right, yeah, I did the national anthem. That was my first time doing that, and it was really fun.
And you're singing tonight.
Yes, at Becky Broussard's memorial service tonight.
Well, wow. like you don't have enough pressure, you're going to have to do that tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, though. It's completely different pressure, and after you do something like that, it makes the riding feel a lot easier because I'm much more used to doing that, so... Yeah, I'm excited. I do it before my dressage, so.
Are you going to be singing on horseback? Or
maybe I'll just gallop by. And
yeah.
What an honor, too, to be asked.
Yeah,
to
great.
Yeah, I'm extremely honored.
Yeah,
really honored.
Great.
Well, you know, if this eventing thing doesn't ever work out, Lyle Lovett's here. You can go talk to him.
Go on tour.
Yeah, there you go.
Bobby Costello are actually planning on doing that at some point.
Oh, there you go. I can think
He's
of a dozen.
He's an amazing pianist.
Dozen really fun names for your band. That's
yeah, exactly.
Thank you,
cool.
Hannah.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye. Sorry, Gina, but...
That's all right. That was cool. Very cool.
We don't know who's stopping by when.
I know,
it's like,
fun. Popping in and out.
So, now, how many years has it been since you've actually ridden here?
Let's see. I rode here in 2008. Well, no, let's see. I was here in 2008, and I jogged my horse. And
now, that's that year.
Yeah.
What happened to tell
exactly.
those of us who don't know?
Well, he actually had a reaction, an allergic reaction, and was stressed from the reaction and got colicky. And as much as we tried to alleviate the colic symptoms without giving him any medication, and I even got him through the jog, and eventually we just had to decide, you know what, he has to be medicated. And so we had to medicate him and then pull him from the competition. So he actually was fine. The next morning I pulled him out to ride him, and he was perfect, but he'd had to be medicated the day before. So, but, you know, I was obviously very disappointed at the time, but... things always work out one way or the other, and, you know, then he was fresher for the Olympics. So, you know, who knows? Maybe I would have had a great weekend here and not as good of a weekend at the Olympics, and it ended up working out.
See, Avengers are positive.
Just
we
fine.
Will always find the sunshiny spot. Well, the Olympics, he was awesome.
Well, exactly, you know, whatever. Well, and you do. It is a sport that has its knocks and its ups and its downs, and if you don't... there's always something positive you can find in it, and you have to, because otherwise we would pick up sleeping bag racing or something like that.
Yeah.
So are you getting the itch to come back?
Oh, my goodness, of course.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun to be here as a spectator. There's a lot of fun things to do, and it's wonderful to be here and enjoy. But it's way better to be a competitor.
Yeah.
Way better. And yeah. I do have an exciting new horse.
Oh, good.
So it won't be long. She's a young advanced horse. She's just 9. So I'm counting the days for her being here. But
you know,
I do have an exciting horse
about
to come
that?
Back on.
The eventers say she's a young advanced horse. She's just 9.
Mm.
We're going to have Rainers on
I know.
Here later that'll say they retire their horses at 6.
I know. I know, exactly. And when I was talking to some of the Rainers last night, yeah, and it is. It's very different. You know, the amount of time that we invest to get a horse to the 4-star level, it's major.
Yeah.
Major. I mean, not that they don't invest a lot of time in their horses, but maybe they are able to do it when they're younger.
It's a little different scene, the whole being in an arena doing reining, which is a very skilled thing, and then... I mean, there's no comparison.
Yeah, when the Avengers horses do a sliding stop and dressage, it's never good.
Well, that's what I was. Well, I get to do the reining, too. So I get to go do the reining
on
Saturday night.
You are?
I am on Saturday night. Celebrity slide. Here I come.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So, see, I am riding.
I'm
here for heaven's sake. And I'm in the Pony Club Games. I'm on the Pony Club Games on Friday. So what do you mean I'm not riding? I mean, I'm doing all the key events here.
Well, thank you,
Except
Gina.
Except for the cross country.
We appreciate you stopping by. This has
You're
been a
welcome.
Lot of fun. It's always good to see you every year here, and maybe next year we'll see you on a horse.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
All
Is
right,
that
good.
What are you aiming for next year with her?
Yeah,
Yay!
You bet.
That'll be great.
And, Gina, there's something cool. On your way out, I want you to shake the hands of these two, because I know that they've met you before. We actually, Eco Gold set up some young amateur riders to blog from here and for the first time, and they're joining us every morning. So this is Gina
That's
Miles,
cool.
guys,
All right.
and they're going to join us right now. So thank
Super.
You very much.
Good
we'll see you around.
Guys. Have a great day.
Stop All back right, again if you can.
Will do.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks,
we'll
Gina.
Be here all week.
Well, why don't you do the ad here?
You're starting. This is starting out to
to have them, be lost without them. You can see it in her eyes. What is it
As I'm calling back.
What is it with girls and horses?
All right, we're back on. Apparently, that was my.
She said, now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world.
Okay.
That was my fault.
Jamie hit a button.
I hit the whole phone thing. I just knocked it over. I'm so excited to be here in Kentucky. And, oh, my gosh, Hannah and Gina, first guests right
off the
bat. I know.
That's the way to start out the week.
Don't do that to me again. Do you know this person? Do you know her? Well, sure. I don't know. She's wearing a hat and a scarf. I can't only see the front of her face. So, yeah, don't do that again. Just say who it is.
And
no pop quiz.
If our Facebook friends could still let us know that we're still on the air and that you got us back after the song, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
So we are going to do our commercial here real quick, and then we have a couple of other special guests that have just joined us. So there's going to be a whole morning of guests here, the way it looks. So, Jamie, why don't you take us through our commercial, and we'll be right back with
our
guests.
All right. You visit our friends at EasySignsOnline.com and browse their unique website to see their many custom sign options and styles. Their step-by-step ordering process allows you to choose your sign options and see all the pricing up front. They have vinyl banners, magnetic vehicle signs. How cool would that be for your, you know, pickup truck as you're going to a horse show? Hello,
yeah,
this is my farm.
That's my farm.
Yeah, stall nameplates, farm entrance signs. They have business, school, and church signs as well. And you can get colorful, custom, personalized stall nameplates right now for only $29.95. So choose from a dozen different colors, animal graphics. It's 16 inches. It's huge. And it does stand up for long-term indoor and outdoor use. And they're a great way to add a splash of color to your barn, your stall, wherever you want to put it. So right now they are doing an offer. Free shipping on any order over $100, and if you get a farm sign, that's pretty significant because that was a big box. It came all the way across the country to my farm. So you can check out their website today for details. All the pricing's right there. EasySignsOnline.com. That's EasySignsOnline.com. 1-800-640-8180.
All right, we're back here, and yes, Robert, Jamie did sabotage the show. That was her fault.
I got a little excited. Okay.
And thank you, Robert and Randy, for both letting us know that we're back on the air here.
Yeah, thanks, Katie.
Well, we have a couple special guests with us. Remember the earlier in the week, Jamie, we had Patricia from Eco Gold on saying that she had her amateur blogger program that she was doing at Rolex for the first time.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
Wait, no, I do.
Just kidding. Well, we have two. We have a couple of the amateur bloggers here who are also amateur riders, amateur event riders. Am I correct? And guys, you'll have to be about 2 inches from the mic. And who's Cheryl?
I'm Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the show. And
I'm
is Kalina. It Kalina?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's a great name.
Thanks.
Pretty, very pretty. So Cheryl and Kalina, now you guys are here actually doing blogs and Twittering and everything for people or for Eco Gold. And, of course, they do a great job with the social media stuff. Now, let's start with Cheryl. You are a rider, right?
I am a rider. I'm also going to be a TD soon.
Oh, wow. Are you, like, the youngest TD ever?
No, probably not, actually. I hope not.
She does look pretty young.
Yeah. That's great. I didn't know. I want to do that, too.
So what level have you ridden to, Cheryl?
I've ridden to training level.
Oh, cool. Do you currently have a horse that's competing?
No, I bought a horse when I graduated university again and then realized I should probably sell him to buy a house. So
oh, that's little thing.
Grown-up decisions that we have to make really stink.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? So now, I know that Kalina, you're actually not riding right now because you had this little thing called law school you did?
Yeah, so I took sort of a couple years off to go to law school, but I'm back riding now. I haven't bought a horse, but I have a lovely horse that I've been riding and playing around with, so she may get to event at some point. But,
and have you passed the bar?
Yeah, I did all that. I graduated 3 years ago now.
Okay.
So I've been practicing for, I guess, technically 2 years, because in Canada you have to do a year of basically apprenticeship first, called articling. So, yeah, I've been practicing as a full member for 2 years.
All right, be careful what you say, Jamie. We have a counselor here.
I was just going to say, let's give her card and use her. We do need an attorney.
Yeah, that's right. What kind of attorney work do you do?
Well, I'm a civil litigator, so probably if you're talking to me, you are not very
happy.
Oh,
no, we don't want to talk to you, actually.
You probably don't
want to
need me. No.
Never mind. Just look straight ahead, Glenn.
You know what happened to me the other night, scared me to death, is 2 nights ago, 9 o'clock at night, the doorbell rings, and there's a sheriff standing there at the door. And he goes, so-and-so here, and I'm going, oh, geez, what did I do, you know? And it was for the previous tenants of our house. Apparently, they were looking for them. So,
some unsavory characters.
Nice.
Yeah. So, thank God that...
They weren't there for you.
I'm going to call them and tell them they're in your basement.
But it's always disturbing when a policeman's standing at your door at 9 o'clock at night, you know?
Never actually had that experience, but yeah, I would imagine
seriously.
It would be a little alarming.
How many times have you had that?
Well, this is the first and hopefully the last.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Now, you guys, you're going to be out and about. Have you both been to Rolex before?
Yeah, we've both been a number of times, so we sort of know the deal. And, yeah, we're really excited. We're going to take some pictures and maybe do some blogging and sort of keep everyone who's not here in the loop as to what's going on.
And where can people find that?
They can go to, I believe there's a link off the EcoGold website, or I think it's www.ecogold.blogspot.com.
Okay.
And that's where all the bloggers, there's 5 or 6 of us, I believe, that are going to be blogging over the course of the weekend. So everyone will be posting some photos and blogs there. And if you also check out EcoGold on Facebook, there's going to be updates and pictures. And the same goes for the EcoGold Twitter account as well.
Okay. Now, how'd you guys score this job? Like, hi, I'm just going to blog for a national company at a national event.
Patricia was looking for bloggers, and I've met her a couple times because she always helps me out when I need prizes for events.
Uh-huh.
So it just seemed like it'd be a lot of fun.
And you're both Canadian, right?
That's correct.
Now, are all the bloggers Canadian, or?
Think there are 3 or 4 Canadians, and then there's some Americans. I think there's maybe 2 from Texas. And maybe 1 from the East Coast somewhere. But, yeah, no, we're not all Canadian, even though EcoGold is a Canadian company.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this is cool. Let's Cheryl, what is your favorite part of Rolex?
I normally like standing at the finish line at cross country. I just like seeing everybody's expressions when they come off the course.
It is cool seeing them either very happy or not so happy. Yeah, but it is cool. And it isn't amazing. You've been at the finish line before, I assume.
Yes. Standing there, crossing it.
Isn't it cool, though? It's like a swarm, how they swarm around the horses like a pit crew, swarming around the horses when they get back, and they're washing them off right away. And, you can tell, venting gets busted on sometimes because of the horses or the care of the horses. They love to bust on a venting. But yet, when you see them come in, you realize the horses are priority.
I don't think it's the care of the horses. I think it's the stress.
The stress.
Involved,
okay.
Great.
So. You're right.
I think eventers in general are amazing horsemen.
Yeah.
And horsewomen.
You have to be.
Yeah. You absolutely have to be. And I think, not to diss other disciplines, because I think there's some amazing riders and horsemen in other disciplines as well. But eventers in
particular. Good cover there, counselor.
Yeah. they have to be particularly. Just because there's so much fitness work involved, and you're asking your horse to gallop for 11 minutes, and you just really have to be. I mean, you don't want to go out there and ask your horse to do that job if they're not ready. So you need to be on top of everything.
Well, and you won't pass a vet check.
Beyond possible injuries or getting hurt or that sort of thing, you won't pass the vet check the next day. So you just need to be on top of that stuff.
And I think that's what eventing does for every level is education, and there's so many different resources you can go to. I mean, just pick up a Jimmy Wofford book and you'll find out everything you need to know about conditioning your horse, and that's the kind of stuff that eventing brings to the forefront. I mean, after doing hunters for years, I have learned so much more from just being a lower level eventer than I ever thought I would. Because you do have to have so many different aspects of your riding. And I mean, I still love the hunter jumpers, and I love, dressage, and I love all the English sports, but how am I doing? Am I covering my butt pretty good, lawyer?
Very well.
Okay. But yeah, you definitely have a good education and a foundation for a horseman.
Yeah. Absolutely right.
Well, I'm so excited for you guys. And Kalina, just one last question. What's your favorite part?
I think it's probably the warm-up ring. I love watching
what
the riders are doing, you know, before
and
dressage
to
the get their horses.
Talk to
yeah,
them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best learning moments I had was a couple of years ago when Pippa Funnel and Polly Stockton came over and were warming up their horses for show jumping. And just they had a totally different approach. I mean, Pippa basically used a ground pole in the corner, cantered, did some figure eight loops over it, jumped the horse over a couple X's, won Oxer and went in, and the horse went fabulously.
Is that the year she won? So
yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean,
Jamie's taking notes.
Yeah, and I don't know whether it's just that particular horse that she has that routine with, but she had a very defined plan of what she wanted out of that warm up. She knew how to get the best out of her horse after cross country day, and it was just really neat to watch.
You know, on a totally separate note, that is one of the hardest things about competing, I think, is, like, say you have your dressage test, and you have to go in. Okay, you've got a very small window of, you know, where you think your horse is perfect. And then say you think they're going to be a nut, and so you bring them down 45 minutes in advance, and then all of a sudden they're exhausted by the time they get in. Or you didn't exhaust them enough, and then they get crazy. So, yeah, I think that's one of the parts of getting to know your horse in any sport is, how do I properly warm up my horse? How do I get my horse to the point where right at the time I'm supposed to go in the show ring is time he definitely is the best to go in the show ring? So, yeah, the warm-up ring would be a great place to watch to see how.
And I think it's really hard, too, as riders to always remember to ride the horse that you have in the ring, not the horse that you had in warm-up and not the horse that you had the day before.
Yeah.
And I know as a rider I've always struggled with that because you go in expecting your horse to light up if you're riding something that's a little bit hotter, and then all of a sudden one day you've got some, you know, a horse under you that's not, you know, all, you know. So you just have to learn to ride the horse that you're on at that particular moment and
absolutely
figure out when to go in the ring.
Yeah. Well, cool. I'm so excited for you guys.
This is fun.
What are you guys going to be getting to do? Just the regular kind of Rolex experience, or is Patricia got some cool stuff planned for you guys?
So this afternoon, I think we're going to course walk with Jessica Phoenix.
Oh,
Jessie,
she's our favorite. We love Jessie. She was just on yesterday, I think, or the day before. We love her.
And there's going to be some other course walks. We sort of divvied up the riders according to who's available when. So the other bloggers are going to course walk with Sinead, Halpin, Hannah Sue Burnett,
yep,
as well as a few other riders. So there's going to be, I think, 5 or 6 course walks over the course of the next couple of days. EcoGold is also doing some question and answer sessions over at their booth, so we'll probably be participating in those. They're generally on the lunch break or on the afternoon break or at the end of the day, and I think the information is posted on the blog. So if anyone's interested in dropping by the EcoGold booth and asking some questions or listening to some of the riders' answers, I would recommend that they stop by. I think it'll be a good experience.
All right, cool. Well, thank you, guys. We appreciate you stopping by. Have fun this weekend. We're going to have a different EcoGold blogger every morning is going to be stopping by, so we're going to get to meet some of your counterparts as well. Have fun in the course walk. Make sure you have your Dewberry boots. You're going to need them. So.
I do not have any, so I will be the wet one.
Yeah. I got for $12, as I was on my way to the airport, I stopped at the little Western store and got rubber boots that are up to my knees. So the Dewberries are a little pricey sometimes.
Well, you know, we need Dewberry as a sponsor. They need to sponsor our boot for all the Horse Radio Network.
You can blog in a little lake wearing your Dewberries.
Yeah, that's
right.
And
do your radio show from there.
That's right. We can stand there well, right now we can stand in the Sunken Road, which is a lake.
We're going to have to tell people that don't know what the Dewberry phenomenon at Rolex is.
Well, we're hoping to get him over one morning standing in the bucket while recording. So we're hoping to do that one morning.
We'll go over that in a second. Thank you guys so much for
stopping by.
Yeah, thank
you very much.
You.
We appreciate it. All right.
Excuse me. We're doing a show here. Hello. They're opening all the windows.
They're opening the doors.
And
that's
loud.
A little noisy. So thank you, by the way. Robert says it's also stressful when the police show up early in the morning at your door. He also had that experience looking for the previous tenant to his apartment.
Yeah.
So he's had the same experience that I had. We have a couple of more guests. One of the other things happening here, by the way, I wanted to give you some other statistics real quick, is I'm looking for my sheet here. Some of the other statistics real quick. All right, we can do that right there.
Okay.
Riders from 5 nations have 45 horses here. They all passed the trot yesterday, I believe. The starting field includes 6 horses from Great Britain, 7 horses from Canada, 2 from New Zealand, 2 from Australia, and 28 horses from the United States.
That's an impressive, I mean, if you think how difficult it is to get a horse across the world to ride, you know, anywhere, it's an impressive amount. I mean, this is a very sought-after four-star. I mean, this is the only United States four-star, so I love the representation from other countries. And I guess we're supposed to be pulling for the Americans, and I am. I mean, like, I'm a huge fan of so many riders, but like we were talking about earlier, it's just hard not to cheer for Mark Todd. I mean, he's made this comeback, and I cannot believe that he made the comeback because of a bet.
Well, he's one of six Olympic medalists that are riding here.
Who are the other ones?
Two-time Olympic, let's see here.
We got Karen.
I don't have it on my page here.
Let's see.
The field also 5-4 winner. It would be Karen.
I can't believe Karen hasn't won since 1999.
Here. It's hard to believe. And she won a lot in the 90s.
She really did. So maybe that's where our selection should lie.
But the field here also includes five former winners of the Kentucky Rolex event. William Fox Pitt's back. Of course, he won in 2010. Philip Dutton won in 2008. Clayton Fredericks won in 2007. Kim Severson won in 2003, 2004, and 2005.
Yeah.
She had that run. Remember how incredible that was, seeing her win in the early 2000s there? And then Karen O'Connor in 1999.
And it was exciting that year that Philip won was so thrilling because poor Philip, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. How many times did he come in second place here at Rolex? You're just like, come on, dude. Somebody knock a rail down so Philip can finally have a victory. And he finally did. It was like I said, it was just always the bridesmaid, never the bride. So.
I think Kim Severson, if I remember, I took a couple of those from him, too, back at, when she won those.
Yeah.
They were neck and neck. Back at that time. And it looks like we're actually situated above the shopping area. We are in the vendor village here. And this is killing Jamie because she has to look at all this stuff and she hasn't been able to go shopping yet. Jennifer, however, snuck out early yesterday and already scouted out a bunch of purchases and she's now pointing at the one she wants. She found you know how you have bits and shoes and, you know, you talk about that? Jennifer's a purse Nazi. She loves purses and handbags.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with having about 60 or 70 purses, Glenn. So I'll have to tell you next time Chad goes to Korea, because he brings me home a huge selection of Coach purses.
Oh.
I would like to say that they are
real
definitely real, okay? They are real. By God, there's a little tag that's made out of stamped leather that says it's real. And it's funny because on the inside, Jennifer, you know, the inside of a Coach purse, when you open it up, there's that little disclaimer that says, oh, this Coach purse is made, blah, 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 blah. There's misspellings on mine. On all of them, the stamp is actually translated from Korean to American to English, and it is misspelled. But it doesn't matter because, by God, it's a Coach purse. Hey, I've got my Chanel bag with me now, actually. So,
if you're just joining us, you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. I am Glenda Geek, sitting right beside Jamie Jennings.
Woo-hoo!
It was so much fun. I was talking to Samantha, my old co-host, this morning over at the entrance to the building. And all
bring
of a sudden,
up your exes when we're together. You're always going to do that.
I get attacked from behind, and it's Jamie, so
yay!
I had them both there together. Samantha stopped by to say hi earlier. She's out and about doing her videos and blogging for Eventing Nation today, so we'll be seeing her around. She had Leo, the lab, with her today. Leo was the official wag dog because Leo spends more time here at the Kentucky Horse Park than any other dog, although we'll be seeing a few thousand of them before this weekend is over for sure. Jennifer, we're going to take a little break now. We have a terrific new sponsor for the Rolex coverage here, and I wanted to mention that they're also sponsoring the Eventing Radio Show, which Chris will be doing live at 4 o'clock today from the same spot we're sitting at now. So tune in later. She'll have a bunch of the riders on with her. She'll give you a wrap-up of today's dressage. We have day one of dressage today. So she'll give you a wrap-up of that later on at 4 o'clock. And Equifit is also sponsoring that. So we'll be back in a couple
Equifit
of minutes.
Equifit possesses a genuine commitment to horses and riders, which drives them to seek new and better ways to help them perform, recover, and be comfortable and succeed at all levels. Equifit continues to raise expectations by pairing innovative designs with highly advanced materials. The Equifit R&D team is always on the lookout for ways to deliver the most competitive and sound solutions. from their superior horse boots to pressure-free half pads to the remarkable line of Ag Silver products. Equifit has raised the bar for horse products that produce results. And one of those event riders who knows all about them is Sharon White. Sharon, I know that you're a keen advocate of the Ag Silver standing wraps.
Hello, Chris. Yes, I am. They're just an amazing product. If you have a horse with that has even wind puffs, bumpy legs of any sort, and you use these wraps, you take them off in the morning, and their legs are amazingly beautiful.
And tell us about how they shape to the horse's leg, because they're customized, aren't they? And it's a memory foam, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a memory foam in it, and I think the big thing in them is the silver in them. And this is something that I've spent years, if someone had asked me for a good cotton wrap, it was always a never-ending struggle of, what wrap to put on under your bandages, right?
Mm-hmm.
For something that works, and I always ended up using a lot of products, like a lot of poultice or whatnot.
Fortunately,
as opposed to worrying about bandage bows or a problem with wrapping your horse's legs, because it's a big thing. It's a very important thing. Your horse's legs, their feet, are their most important things about them. So to have a product, when I first started using the silver bandages, standing wraps, it's just been an amazing difference. I don't worry about it anymore. And that is, for anyone who is trying to work with horses, something that eases worry is just a lifesaver. So I don't have to use any poultice under these wraps. You put them on, they mold to the horse's legs, and the most important thing about them to me is they breathe. The horses don't sweat under them, so they can breathe. I don't know enough about technology or how the silver works. All I can say is that when you take them off your horse's legs, they look beautiful, right? They're just, one of my best horses has some trouble with his ankles. He lives in them, and knock on wood, it's been a lifesaver. And again, just the peace of mind that brings is priceless.
Well, so many riders, of course, will identify with horses having chronic puffy legs, and this is a solution.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're initially more expensive to buy, but in the long run, you're saving yourself so much worry and your horse's legs so much. It's worth every penny. It ends up in the long run being so much more cost effective that you have a product that actually works and actually helps your horse. And I can say that from the bottom of my heart, I now it is the product I use in my barn for wrapping legs. And I would recommend it to anybody, right? It just is, it's an amazing thing. It's a really special, amazing thing.
Well, thank you, Sharon. And, of course, you can find out more about the Ag Silver Standing Wraps and all of Equifit's products on their website at equifit.net.
And we're back. Thank you very much to Equifit for sponsoring us here at our Rolex coverage. I have the list here
possesses a genuine commitment.
We're playing again there, Jennifer. Okay, good. I have the list here of the riders that are riding today, Jamie. This is who we've got up this morning. Allison Springer is first, but actually she's not first. They do something called a test ride at big events like this where they have a dressage rider go in and gets everybody warmed up and ready to go. And guess who the test ride is today?
Yay! I want to go see the test ride.
Well, we're going to be able to see it right on that screen right over there. The test ride today is by our own Reese Koffler Stanfield is doing the test ride today. And that is so cool that she gets to do that. And she's not riding her horse she talks about all the time. She's riding her backup horse, I think. So she's going to be doing that shortly. And, of course, you always know you're at Rolex when you hear that voice over the PA system.
Nigel
is here in the house.
Oh, I said I wasn't going to do the accent anymore because it's embarrassing. He's not here right now. Hello, Nigel. And Philip Dutton has just gone over the head of the lake. Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
That is pretty bad. So, so they are here. Nigel is here doing his announcing. So it's like you're at Rolex. But up first this morning is Allison Springer. Allison Springer did quite well at the competitors' party last
night. Dude, did you read about that? Holy cow.
Okay, now let's remind everybody, she won a car, a Mercedes, a couple weeks ago down in Florida, because she won that event in Florida. She won a Mercedes SUV. Not
okay.
too bad.
Yeah.
So what'd she win last night, Jamie?
So last night they have a competitors' party, and obviously the winner of Rolex obviously gets a Rolex. I mean, you get the watch. So the competitors' party, they put everybody's name in a hat, and they draw, and the winner of that drawing gets a hat, and then also they...
You mean the winner of that drawing gets a Rolex?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
what I say.
You said
in
a hat.
Oh,
yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. No, they get a Rolex.
I'm sorry, I'm looking around.
It's a little
I'm shopping
dollar
in
value
little
difference.
Hat stand. Okay, so the winner of that gets a Rolex. The other thing that happens at the competitors' party is, remember I told you yesterday the Jog Up is kind of like a who's who. It's the red carpet event, and they judge everybody on what they're dressing, whether we like it or not. It's definitely an attire based, you know, like, oh, she looks good. Oh, I don't like that on him. No, yes. Oh, she's showing a lot of leg. So she won best dressed, which gets a pair of Dewberry boots, which we've still got to go over with everybody in
yeah.
a second. So she won that, and then her name came out of the hat, and she won the Rolex after winning a car, and she's first ride this morning.
So last night, that was probably about $4,000 worth of winnings
yeah.
last night.
Yeah, insane. So, and who
it's
knows?
It's Allison's year.
Seriously, if she wins Rolex
she
and gets another Rolex.
That'd
be awesome. That would be really cool.
Well, she's first up today with Arthur, and then following her is James Allison of Great Britain, Philip Dutton of the United States.
We like to say that. We like to call Philip Dutton Philippe Dutton. Because it just sounds fancy. It's like, it doesn't matter. It sounds cool. I know he's, you know, born in Australia or whatever, but Philippe Dutton.
And, of course, rides for the United States now. Mary yes. King from Great Britain's over. She came over. She also rode. She had to withdraw, I think, in badminton, but she's over here now riding her horse, King's Temptress. And, of course, our own Jessica Phoenix on Exploring this morning, Michael Pollard. Kate Brown from the United States also. Diana Burnett from Canada is down riding Manny. Will Coleman on Twizzle. Will Coleman's been on Twizzle for a couple of years now, and mm-hmm. he's really been showing well. Christine Bachman, United States. Kelly Prather from the United States. And then Martha McDowell from the United States all this morning.
Yeah.
And then this afternoon, the bigger riders this afternoon are Boyd Martins going with Remington at 146.
Who? Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
Mm, he's so cute. Sorry.
Kim Severson's up this afternoon. Lane Ashker's up this afternoon also. And Kelly Salt on Hollywood. And you've seen a lot about Hollywood if you follow eventing as well. So that's today's lineup. Tomorrow will be the other half of the field, and we'll tell you about that tomorrow morning. But that's what we can look forward to today. If you want to watch the coverage live, we should have mentioned this earlier, you can watch it on the USEF Network. That's USEFnetwork.com.
Yeah, and they're showing everything.
Showing everything.
Up until
Dressage.
When NBC goes live on Sunday, they're showing everything. So if you want to get a real good picture, you definitely just check that out because it's like going to be on course. I mean, I might have it up on my little iPhone as I'm walking around to see what everybody else is doing.
Well, that is true. And, you know, one of the nice things about the media center and being media here is that when you're sitting in the media center, they have 7 or 8 TVs up there, large screen TVs, and on cross country day, you can see all the jumps. So whereas if you're walking around, you only get to see 1 or 2 jumps at a time. You can actually watch them all up there and see everybody do everything. So on cross-country day, I usually take a walk around for an hour or two, but then I go back to the media center because it's a better view.
You got to get out there and go for it. Now, you know, what I do for the cross-country day, I mean, obviously dressage, you can kind of go see your favorite riders, go see your favorite horses, but you kind of got it. Like, I don't sit still very well, so you got to get up and got to get down, move around, and go shopping, and then go back and check out the next ride that you have lined up.
You bust on me for not watching much of the dressage. Look at you.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, it's kind of the same test over and over. It doesn't matter what level you're riding. It's just still dressage. So I
sound like a horse husband here.
I sound like an inventor is what I sound like. The tests are really cool and they're very difficult, and I'm excited actually to talk to Reese about that tomorrow because I want to go over this test. It's really hard. Anyway, it's not supposed to be easy. It's the only 4-star, whatever. But anyway, so I want to
what we do, my girlfriend and I have been coming to this for years and years, Nancy, we start at fence one. Right over by the warm-up, fence one, we start there, and then we make our way through the entire course. So we see a rider jump every single fence. Now, with 45 riders, we have to be quick. What are you laughing at? Why are you laughing at me?
Sorry, I just checked Facebook. And Liam wrote, there's that accent again. Liam's our friend from Ireland.
No, he's listening.
He's listening.
No.
He wrote, there's that accent again. Where is it supposed to be from? And then Robert Dunn chiped in. I bet if we asked Jamie to do a Russian accent, it would sound the same.
Oi! I'm from Russia, mate.
And then Liam says, you know it. Her Irish accent is quite similar, too.
They're starting to catch on.
Oh, here comes Reese into the arena right now to do her test
ride.
Where? Doesn't she look cute? Oh, isn't she cool? So
you're gushing.
She is wearing a helmet. Oh.
Yay! The warm-up
good
rider
job
is wearing a helmet.
For Reese. Oh, no, that's not Reese. That's Allison. Did we miss Reese?
They didn't show.
Oh, they didn't broadcast Reese? Well, there's Allison Springer. Well, let's give her a round. She's actually riding and wearing a helmet. Good for Allison.
And you said she's cute, so there you go.
Oh, good for Allison. I can't believe that's terrific that she's doing that. That's just terrific. Oh, and we're having chocolate thrown at us.
That's cool. I will.
We're having chocolate thrown at us.
I'll take chocolate thrown at me at any time.
That's one nice thing about doing live shows is you get chocolate thrown at you and stuff. It's as long as they don't start throwing the Coke and the coffee and the beer.
Is it too early for chocolate?
No, it's not too early for chocolate. Let's see, whose chocolate is this? This is Rider's Choice.
It's 7 o'clock my time, so. But I really feel like I should really get into the Kentucky time and go ahead and say it's 10. And
does that mean
it's
we need
hours
to buy you a beer already, too?
I was going to say, it's 2 hours short of a beer, my friend.
We're actually waiting. We're expecting another guest here shortly from over on the other side of the park. I talked to Lisa Coulter last night. Lisa is a reiner that was our spotlight reiner for the World Equestrian Games for our show there that Samantha and I did. She's one of the top reiners in the world, and she's one of the very few reiners that is a female at that level. So once I saw she was going to be here, I said, you have to come over this morning. So she was going to try and make it over this morning. I was talking also to Tom McCutcheon, who is the top reiner in the world.
Yeah, he apparently won we need to ask for him to give us a loan. Apparently did very well last weekend at some event. My cousin reigns, my cousin and her kids all do reigning.
Why don't you talk here? Lisa's calling me on the phone. Let me see if I can get her on here.
All right. Hello, hi, my name is Jamie. No. No, so just a little bit about the Dewberry Boot guy. I have to let everybody know. What you got there? Oh, God, that's adorable. Everybody's showing us products now. Everybody's awake here. But the Dewberry Boot guy is, if you've ever come to Rolex, there's a guy that stands in a bucket. And a bucket of water. And he stands in the bucket of water from about Thursday morning to the end of the entire competition, all the way up through the last person leaving. This guy is standing in a bucket for like 4 days. So it should be kind of interesting to get him over here and get him standing in a bucket here broadcasting live on our show. He's got to bring the bucket.
Lisa's on her way. Lindsay. Come down here a second. We see somebody that we know that's been on the show just this week. I want to talk to you right now because there's something important going on. Look at the screen. That's Allison Springer, and look what she's wearing, Lindsay. Sit down. Lindsay, of course, we had on earlier in the week, is from the Riders for Helmets campaign, and I just had to talk to you because look at her. Allison rode in her helmet this morning.
Obviously, being an FEI event, they don't have to wear the helmets.
No.
For those who don't know.
As a matter of fact, very few do.
Yeah, and they still can wear their top hat, which is very traditional wear, but a lot of us, sitting right next to me too, a little bit excited about, you know, a lot of these riders starting to wear their helmets even though they don't have
there's
to.
There's actually a little bit of a story behind that because Allison's brother actually suffered a serious traumatic brain injury, so it's a little bit of a personal family thing as to why she actually chooses to wear a helmet. But just the Riders for Helmets campaign is just so incredibly proud of Allison and the example that she's setting to the youth coming into the sport. I just think that's absolutely amazing.
Well, I think it's ironic that one of the reasons that the riders don't wear helmets is as traditional, and some of them complain that it doesn't look as good as the top hat. This girl just won the Best Dressed Award last night at the competitors' party.
I'm really glad she did. She well deserves it. Definitely.
So we can't say Allison doesn't look good. Allison looks good anytime.
And
so,
she actually was the first rider at Rolex last year to wear a helmet as well. So
really?
This is her second year of doing it, yeah.
Well, and I think it's great that she's setting the example. She's the first rider of Thursday's dressage. I mean, how cool is that to go, you know, she's setting a precedent right now. I'm wearing my helmet.
And we should mention as well that Reese Coughlin-Stanfield wore a helmet in the test ride this morning.
They didn't show us the test ride. We missed it.
She did ride a. She not only wore a helmet, she wore a Riders for Helmet saddle pad.
Yay!
Oh, yay! Reese is going to be with us tomorrow morning. She's going to stop by and join us for a while tomorrow morning. Let's remind everybody that Riders for Helmets is set up just down from us.
And we're doing a giveaway for an iPad 2, and we have 36 helmets with a total value of $6,500. So stop by in the old indoor arena and see us at Rolex.
We have to go register for helmet. I mean, they're giving away every...
You can't enter unless you give me $20.
And, of course, you can still, for those people at home, you can register to win the helmets at ridersforhelmets.com.
Yes, you can.
All right, thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, guys.
See you around. And we'll be over to buy one of those saddle pads. And
that's
they are
great.
Selling Riders for Helmets wear and bags and things over there as well, so shirts. So there's some cool stuff. There's some new products here that I saw just walking around yesterday
that I want to check out. Shouldn't
they
get you extra points for judges if you're wearing a Riders for Helmets saddle pad? You know,
yeah,
and
you
go
you
in there and the judge looks at you and goes, oh, that's an admirable individual. And then you get your saddle pad and you get an extra point or two. It could sway the judge's opinion. I don't know.
Well, that was Lisa Coulter did call me, and she's trying to get down here. Apparently she got hung up at the barn, and she's on her way. She should be here before 10:30. So she'll be joining us here shortly as well. Just want to remind everybody, we are at the Rolex old indoor arena. It has a name. I can never remember it. Do you ever remember the name of this?
Is this Nina Bonny Arena?
No,
That's the road.
I don't remember.
I don't know. It's freezing in here is what it is. My nose is numb.
Yeah, well,
my fingers.
There's no tornadoes, and it's not raining, so that's good.
It is
chilly this morning. It's 57 degrees, but it's supposed to be 67 today, and it's supposed to be in the 70s the rest of the weekend, which is perfect for the eventers.
That is perfect. That's the conundrum is what to wear. I guess you have to layer, and then you have to carry a bag to take off all your layering because you get out here early in the morning and it's 57 degrees and you're freezing to death, and then starts to warm up a little bit. Then you have to peel that off, and you've got a long sleeve T-shirt on. Then the tank.
Does that sound like a wimpy Arizona desert girl or what?
When I got in last night, I was like, oh my god, I'm freezing. Nancy's like, it's because you're from the desert. She's like, this is awesome compared to what we've had
this
winter.
You know, I want to send our best out. The storms from yesterday did a heck of a lot of damage, killed a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of horse people were affected by that all over the South yesterday. So, you know, our condolences to the families who lost animals and people. And just the devastation it did was incredible. It's the largest outbreak of tornadoes in history now. There were 146 that they know about yesterday in one state alone.
That's crazy.
It's just unbelievable. So, you know, we have nothing to complain about here for sure.
I'm sorry. I take it all back. I'm totally warm and comfortable
and happy. Thank you. You look totally warm and comfy and happy. We, of course, are at the Rolex three-day event, and we're going to, let me see here. It says, hey, guys, so we got a question on Facebook. Tracy asks, can you tell me who is doing the commentary for the USDF network? I don't know. She has two computers going so she can listen while watching dressage. Well, thank you so much, Tracy. We appreciate that. And the dressage is going on right now, and it looks like Allison is finished, and we're due up for our next one.
How exactly does one – now, this is not a question for the horse husband. This is a question, you know, for anybody out there listening. How exactly does one go during this test from doing a flying lead change? They come across a diagonal, and they do a flying lead change, and then they come around, and then they do a counter canter. I'm sorry, my horse would flip his lid. He'd be like, you just said flying lead change, and now you got me counter-kick. That is so, it's just so kind of backwards.
riding. So that I guess that's what makes it a 4-star event and really challenging, but it's phenomenal to be able to do that. Second rider in is wearing a helmet, and that
James
is James Allison from Great Britain.
Great Britain is also wearing a helmet. Good job,
Parker.
James.
Oh, and it's one of those fancy helmets that Helena likes with the chrome silvery middle part.
It looks like, is it a GPA, Jennifer? Is that a GPA helmet? I can't tell.
Yeah, we're currently looking at a television
screen
a mile away.
And last year they had a huge screen up over there. It must have been 30 feet long, and this year they gave us a little 10-footer. But we can see. So we can see as the show's going on. We can see what the what everybody else is watching as well. We have a couple of things. We have a lot of guests planned for the rest of the week. Jimmy Wofford's supposed to be stopping by.
Eek. It's, you know, my hero, whatever.
Yeah. Well, we hope that he's going to – I got a call yesterday that he's supposed to be stopping by at some point.
I'm sure he'll remember me from that grand interview I did with him way back a couple weeks ago. Oh, wait. I didn't get the interview,
I
did get a picture with him.
If I remember, you had a challenge to get an interview with him, and now I have to arrange it so that you actually fulfill your challenge.
I smell food.
I do smell food. I'm getting hungry, too.
See how easily distracted he is? It's awesome. All you have to do is mention food, and he forgets totally about everything. Look at the pretty colors, Glenn.
Yeah, there are a lot of pretty colors here today.
Exactly. Robert, yes, it is never too early for chocolate. I totally agree. I'm going to have
some. Oh, Jennifer just gave us the whip sound. Because I think we're both being a little whippish today.
Well, I was on purpose because you were mentioning the whole Jimmy Wofford thing. And that maybe I didn't score that interview, but I will make up for it for tomorrow. I will come prepared with a list of questions for Mr. Wofford. And he's got a new book, and maybe I should...
Yeah, so we're hoping. We don't know exactly what day. I got a call yesterday from his people. Wanting to know
Jimmy
if he
has
could be,
people.
Jimmy has people, and wanting to know if he could be on the air with us. And I said, no, we don't want Jimmy. We don't really want to. I know Jamie doesn't like to talk to Jimmy, so
can't stand the guy. No, please bring Jimmy over as soon as possible. I'll try not to be a total nerd.
And then we started to say, and Lindsay interrupted us, that Tom McCutcheon's going to be stopping by. His wife is also riding this weekend. And guess who else is riding? Lyle Lovett.
Yeah. Okay, Lyle Lovett is a big-time reiner.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
He is. He's a big-time reiner. He owns several reining horses that others ride, but he's actually riding himself this weekend. And I know that we were going to try and get him on, but that's a little tougher than you might think. We could probably have a better chance of getting Jimmy Wofford than we do Lyle Lovett. But we're going to try. We're trying to get him down here.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Lyle Lovett is... a legend, you know. So, and the fact that he's here in a horse. The only celebrity I've ever seen here, actually, I've seen two celebrities in this indoor arena back in the day. In 1996, when I first moved here, there was a giant Arab show. Huge Arabian show.
Okay, Arabian show. Let us guess who you might have seen.
Yeah, take a guess. Two giant celebrities.
William Shatner?
William Shatner was one. And the man... Of course, we all miss him. God rest his soul. But the man who said that his Arabians were drinkers of the wind, Mr. Patrick Swayze.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He was here, too. He was big into the Arab world. So, I mean, if you haven't seen the picture of him, just Google it. Just do Patrick Swayze and horse. And there's a shirtless photo of him with, like, his oiled up, you know, Arabian face there. And, it's still hot.
Jennifer, who did we see at the carriage auction the one time?
Robert Wagner.
I didn't recognize him. Jennifer's mother was along, and she recognized him immediately. He just looked old to me. And he's still alive. That was 20 years ago. He's got to look really old now.
No, he was in Austin Powers.
Oh, that's because he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't he the heart-to-heart guy?
Number two.
Heart-to-heart. He was the heart-to-heart
series.
Who does
number two work for? That was my...
What's that accent?
That was my Austin Powers accent, clearly.
So we're going to have a little bit of... we're going to have some eventers joining us the rest of the week.
I'm very badly burned, please. Sorry, that was Will Ferrell. Sorry. We're in the same movie, though. I need a... some more coffee.
So what's your highlight? What do you, obviously Cross Country Day, probably, I would think.
Yeah, I love Cross Country Day, but you know what is really amazing about Rolex? First of all, is the spectators at Rolex are incredibly educated horse people. And I really think it's fun to sit around. It's almost like, on the funny side of it, you know when you're watching American Idol and you're sitting in your own living room and you're watching Randy Jackson, you're like, yeah, he was a little bit pitchy. Oh, I don't know if I like that part. That's much like the people sitting on the sidelines of cross country, is they're sitting there going, oh, a bad spot. I would have done this. I would have done that. But they're very educated horse people. But the other part I like is at the very end of show jumping, when that rider finally wins and comes across that, you know, jumps that last jump and they're clean and they know they've won. I love it when it comes down to the last rider because, God, the pressure, A, and B, the fact that they just won Rolex and you're sitting there witnessing the emotion of somebody who just won Rolex. And I think it was Kim Severson who, when she galloped around, pointed at her horse. Always pointed at her horse, and it's giving me goosebumps right now. And I always cry, and I'm like, oh my God, I won Rolex. It's so cool. I mean, William Fox Pitt won, and I'm like, oh my God, William Fox Pitt. He's not even married. Whatever. It's just a really emotional experience when that final horse crosses. Of course, then you try to beat the traffic and not watch the award show. So I get all my emotion out of it right then.
Before she goes out drinking at the Mexican restaurant.
I don't know what you're talking about, jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
See you tonight.
Well, we have somebody that has just made her way here. Thank you so much. Lisa Coulter's with us, one of the top reiners in the world, and another Canadian. We've had a lot of Canadians on the show this morning. And one of the nicest people that we met during the run-up to the World Equestrian Games. She was our spotlight reiner on the World Equestrian Games radio show. And you're here riding, are you riding in both Friday night's reining and also the freestyle Saturday night, or just Friday night?
No. Hi, Glenn. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yay. I'm not. I'm just riding Friday night.
Okay.
So I'm not going to – I don't compete in the freestyle. I'm just not I just can't get the music right, so.
So you're not musically inclined.
No. I'd like to, but there's going to be – oh, maybe about 20, I think, freestyle reiners, and that's something to watch because that's a lot of fun.
Oh.
And actually, they're going to have the eventers over. I don't know if you've heard
Gina Miles was just here and said she's coming over to do something. What are they doing?
Karen and David are doing it too, right?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And actually, I brought two horses, so I'm going to lend one of my horses to them. Hollywood Ace is actually the silver medalist.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, who's riding him?
Well, so last night I was at a little soiree there, and I told
him. Oh, you went to
a competitor
party. Yeah.
And,
no drinking involved in that,
no,
by the way.
No. And one of the gals that, was she a gold medalist at Beijing?
Oh, Gina Miles.
Okay, so, right.
Was that? No, not Beijing.
No, maybe.
I'm trying to think about who. Yeah.
Okay.
Hong Kong.
No, but it was the.
No.
Olympics?
Yeah. But, well, anyway.
Anyways, one of those awesome eventers is going to ride my horse, and so I was giving her the nudge, like, get my buckskin horse because he's good.
So now, are they actually doing a whole test?
You know what? They're going to put together a pattern for them to do, and they're going to get on these horses like Ace, and they're going to go out and have a little pattern. So I think that's going to be a riot.
That will be fun.
Well,
yeah.
And at least you know that they're not going to mess your horse up because
they're
pretty overly qualified to ride anybody's horse. I'd let them ride mine. You know, I mean,
no, I'm good.
You know.
I'm good. Yeah, and I think that... I think it'll be a good watch, right? It'll be fun. Yeah.
Now, you're riding tomorrow night. Tell us about tomorrow night. This is a Friday night here at the Kentucky Horse Park. It's the first time that they've ever held a reining event in conjunction with the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event. And Liam from Ireland just said, you guys are having reiners at your event? So at badminton this year, they had the Shetland Pony Grand Nationals. So apparently it's becoming a thing now to combine events. So what's going on tomorrow night?
Yeah, we're real excited. Rolex has given us this opportunity. It's amazing. And Ariat's sponsoring us, and they've come together to put us reiners here. And so tomorrow night at 6 p.m. it starts, and there's going to be about 20 reiners and the best reiners in the country. And in North America, if not the world, because we've got Tim McQuay here, we've got Sean Flaherty here, we've got Craig Schmersal. I mean, the number one.
Tom McCutcheon and his wife, Mandy's here.
Lyle Lovett.
How about Lyle Lovett riding?
He
usually has other people ride his horses, doesn't he?
Well, no, he does it too. He's been really involved. He is super involved. And he likes to compete. He really does. So we were all just at the NRBC in Texas, and now we've come here. And so it's a team event as well as an individual event.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So what are the teams? What are they?
Yeah,
what do you
mean? What happens is it's a sponsored team event. So a sponsor sponsors three riders, and you're put together, and we go and compete in that. It's one run, but we're running for two titles.
And who's your team?
It's Sean Flaherty and Lyle Lovett.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's like the celebrity team right
there.
We're
Team Ariat. Isn't that, I know.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
Lisa.
Right? Isn't that hilarious?
How'd you draw that straw?
You know what? Ariat Ponen invited me, and I was so thrilled, and that was a big privilege. So Sean and I had been we're buddies, so we'd been talking about making a team, and then he said, you know, we're going to Team Ariat, they put me on their team, and they called me shortly after, and Lau was already on their team, and I went, okay, this is fun.
Sean keeps inviting Jamie to come up and take reining lessons at his farm in Ohio.
Well, she needs to.
Giddy up. Let's go.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, giddy up is great. So it's going to be it's great. I hope a lot of people come out and watch us. We're going to come out and watch all the eventing and things because we're excited to be here and excited to see these guys go to work because I know they're awesome.
Well, yeah, one of the cool things about the World Equestrian Games was the reiners are the most amicable and interested bunch. They were out watching dressage and eventing. It didn't matter. You guys were out just taking it all in and enjoying the heck out of it.
Actually, it's funny. In our rider meeting yesterday, one of our first questions was, can you get us a schedule? Because we want to go see, and can you kind of work around us here? We want to go see this stuff because we love it. And I think eventers and reiners are cut from the same cloth somewhat. We like adrenaline.
Yeah, that's true.
We like to go fast.
Although we did say earlier that when you're doing the dressage test, like we're watching right now on the TV, the sliding stop's not so good.
Right.
No, it's probably...
I think it's going to be interesting to see the eventers ride because I don't know how many times I have heard, okay, when you come to the center line at X, halt, sit up. Stay tall. And you guys, kick back a little bit, to get that sliding stop. So it'll be interesting to see how the eventers have to adjust their seat.
Oh, yeah, slouch. You have to be sloppy because I used to jump when I was a kid, I tried dressage, and I was poor at it, but I tried it. And so I understand the difference. And we slouch, big time. We're so improper in our position. It's appalling. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, but you dress blingy and look good.
Yeah, we do.
That is, I am kind of jealous of the bling that they get to wear. And
you're not in your cowboy hat this morning.
I know, I'm sorry.
Oh, geez.
She's incognito. Yeah, she's like a celebrity here.
It was weird yesterday because we're not used to seeing on pre-Rolex day all the cowboy hats walking around.
Actually, yeah, and that's what in the riders meeting, that's what they also said. They said, put your hats on and get out there because let them know that you're supporting them and of course we are, so, yeah.
So how was it yesterday, or I guess I've lost track of what days. I think it was yesterday when you guys had the tornado warnings.
Yeah, they were all in our arena. We had all the...
Look at her! Our arena. They were in our arena.
Big arena. Not this crappy little one.
Okay. Sorry, I just had to point that out. They were in our arena. Okay, so what happened?
No, actually, they called me, and I was at my hotel and coming over, and I said, I've got Texas horses. They are tornado broke.
Yeah.
We're good.
Tornado
they know broke. They know how to hide under
duck and cover.
Yeah.
They can hide under the desk.
Yeah. They're good. So I'm like, mine are broke. So, but they said the eventers were coming over because obviously everybody needs to get in some cover. So I wasn't there, but I saw pictures and it looked like it was a riot. I mean, there was just horses everywhere.
If there had been cocktails, it'd have been a cocktail party.
Yeah,
is what I heard.
Yeah, it was quite the thing. So then of course everybody left, and then it was like, oh, how's our ground? Because we were really particular about our ground because we had to slide 30
feet.
So no, it was all good. We had a lot of fun with it.
Now you guys don't know which pattern you're riding before you go in, right?
We do.
Oh, you do, but you just learn it shortly before.
Right.
Okay, so you have to know all of these different patterns pretty much.
Yeah, there's 10 patterns that at the level I'm at we compete in, and so we get to know them. But a lot of people don't like to know them too well, because and you'll find even the most seasoned riders, you'll ask them the pattern, they'll say it generally, because you want to go over it again. You don't want to know it that well. You get that confident, because we don't have someone reading to us.
Right.
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 Calling to us.
Right.
Wait a second.
Right?
Is that a
I think that was a slam to dressage.
Because you will see that these guys don't have anybody reading to them either. So these are pretty hard to memorize.
And Jamie has never had anybody read her test to her, ever.
Oh, he's a lion. You are. Any dressage show, I'm like, just read it to me. It makes it easier. But, in eventing, you can't have it read to you. But,
Now,
well,
during your test, though. There's, background music going during the reining, isn't
there? Yeah, that's
Now, does Lyle have his own music going?
Okay, really? Because they do that. I don't know. And I don't know if he likes that. They did it the last event. They had he walked into the middle of the arena to start his pattern, and they were playing his song.
That'd be kind of disturbing in a way.
Yeah. I don't know if that's. I don't know. So we'll see what they do here. But we're kind of sometimes given the choice. And the event organizer, he does a great job of knowing us. And so, you know, they'll definitely have a girl song on for me.
Yay! I love that you represent the women. I'm so proud of you.
How much money are you taking home when you win tomorrow night?
Yeah, there's $100,000 up.
Ooh.
Holy moly!
Yeah.
They made this worth your trip, didn't they?
I'm telling you. The Rainers, they like to get paid, I guess. I know, and then we go to Sweden in May, and that's $180,000.
Wow. So you're bringing a horse over there?
Yeah. It's the World Finals for us, and it's obviously an FEI event, and it's a big one. So we're going to fly some horses over. Yeah.
Well, there are tickets still available here at the Kentucky Horse Park.
There is tickets available, yeah.
And come out tomorrow night and Saturday night.
Both nights are going to be a blast. And, you know, with only 20 riders, that's an hour and a half, 2 hours of just plain fun. You can hoot and holler and scream.
Well, we're going over there Saturday night to watch the freestyle and watch Gina do her thing I want to see Gina doing a sliding stop. Thank you very much.
I know, and I hope they put her on my fat buckskin horse.
And I want to give a quick shout-out, and we're going to have to wrap up because we have to be done on time today. I want to give a quick shout-out to Michelle, who I know is listening right now, a friend of ours and a listener. We were here at the WEG with her, and she did the Ride a Rainer here at the WEG.
Yeah.
And she found out how hard it is for an English girl to do sliding stop.
Oh, I would. If you did a sliding stop, I might fly off the front of those.
You know what's even more unseating is the spin.
The spin.
And you know what? It's because of equilibrium. You have to build that. So everybody goes through that where you have to get that.
Not to mention getting dizzy. But
your eyes are googling on either side of your head until you really get it.
Has anybody lost their cookies?
All the time.
Really?
No.
You had me there.
Yeah, the horses do as well because they get dizzy when they're just learning.
Amazing.
Wow. Well,
amazing.
Lisa, this has been a treat to have you join us here.
Thank you.
So good to see you again.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
It's been a while.
Girl, I hope you beat the boys.
I do,
go.
Too.
We need to get you on the morning show with us on a regular basis, just sort of giving us a reigning update from the reigning world.
I'd love to.
You're a great representative, and I'd love to do that. We'll have Jennifer get a hold of you to do that. Maybe
good
once
stuff.
Every couple months or something.
Hey, Don.
All right, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you
very
much.
If you win tomorrow night,
Party
is on her.
Yeah, no doubt. Right?
He is buying drinks.
Absolutely.
We know where to find you, Lisa. Thank you very much. All right, we're about wrapping up here today. We actually have to be out on time because Chris is going to be back at 4 o'clock today, Eastern time.
And I have to pay attention because Philip's riding right now.
Oh, Philip's in?
Philip is heading in the arena.
Philip Dutton just heading into the arena right now. We're going to be
this
back.
This is dressage, if you didn't know. They go in and they do a pattern.
We're going to be back again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern here. Reese Koffler-Stanfield is going to be joining us to give us sort of a wrap-up on the first day of dressage. Jamie and I are going to be wandering over to the stadium here very shortly to watch, and I know Jamie will be out and about, and hopefully we'll get a course walk in here at some point, too. So it's been a whole lot of fun joining you here from Rolex, and we will be back every morning. Don't forget, we will also be here Saturday and Sunday mornings, which is different for us. We're normally off those days, but we'll be here.
Yay!
But you're off Monday and Tuesday then. You're good. So we'll be here every morning. Thank you, everybody. Thanks to all our listeners who were helping us out, making sure we stayed on the air on Facebook. We will see you again tomorrow morning, and Chris will see you later today at 4 o'clock.
And don't be like Philip Dutton. Wear your helmet.
Cue the music, Jennifer.